Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. You save your own energy, and you use the time, energy, and talent of others. Now, maybe you already have the talent, but you just need to save your energy. Maybe you have the talent, but you just want to save your time. Maybe you had the time and the energy, but you just don't know what the hell you're doing, so you need somebody else's talent, someone else who actually knows what they're doing.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Listen, my new book, Work on Your Game, Using the Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Sports, Business, and Life, is coming out February 22nd. Go to workonyourgame.net and pre-order that book, because I'm going to give you some amazing bonus pre-order giveaways just for pre-ordering that book before it comes out on February 22nd. That website again is workonyourgame.net. To get all the pre-order bonuses, pre-order the book from your favorite retailer, and get all this extra stuff from me in addition to getting this podcast. Again, that website, workonyourgame.net. Let's get to it. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of this, there's more. You get a huge dose of the personal initiative that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all this together, and out comes this package known as the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, we're going to talk about a couple different strategies for creation and the pros and cons of those strategies. These are three different strategies that I use in creation of anything, whether it be a podcast like this one that you're listening to, whether it be creating an online course, making a video for YouTube, putting a picture on Instagram, tweets, writing my book, Work on Your Game. The book is called Work on Your Game. It's coming out February 22nd. If you didn't know, the website where you can get all of the pre-order bonuses is workonyourgame.net. We also have links to every website from whichever one. That's why I'm not the editor of my book. I'm the writer of the book, where you can order the book, Work on Your Game, which is, again, coming out February 22nd. You can pre-order it now. And for pre-ordering, I'm offering you some bonuses that you cannot get any other way or in any other location. Again, that's workonyourgame.net. And again, going right into it here, our topic today, three different creation strategies that I have used to varying degrees at different points, depending on what the topic is, depending on the subject, depending on what I have going on, and the pros and cons of those creation strategies. So these are for any of you who wants to create something, whether you want to start a YouTube channel, you want to start podcasting, maybe you want to write a book, but you just haven't quite figured out how exactly you would get it done or what your strategy would be for getting it done. That's what we're talking about here today. This is going to help you. So listen up and take notes on this. Point number one, the shotgun blast strategy. This is the first thing that I thought of. I wouldn't say it's the number one way that I do things. It is the way that I do some things. The shotgun blast strategy means to do everything, take all your creative energy and all your ideas and everything that you're going to do and do it all at once. For example, when I wrote the words, I told you already, when I wrote the words for my book, Work on Your Game, which is coming out February 22nd, I used the shotgun blast strategy. I basically wrote 3 times the number of words that will be in the book were written within about 60 days. That's because I already had all the ideas in my mind. I didn't really have to extract anything from myself. I didn't have to do a lot of research. I didn't have to talk to anybody else. I didn't have to do any interviews. I already knew exactly what I wanted to say. And then I narrowed that down to the specific, precise stuff that would be best for the consumer, being you and everyone else who's going to read this book. The shotgun blast strategy is when you just take everything and do it all at once. For example, maybe if you're designing your website, or you have a video that you want to make, or you're writing a script for a movie, you might just have so much of it already in your mind that you write the whole thing out right there that day. Or you design your whole website or do your whole fill in the blank, whatever you're doing, right there on the spot. Just because you have so much creative energy already in you, you just need to get it out of your head and get it out and make it into something real. One of the pros, now we're going to talk the pros of this shotgun blast strategy. Now that you understand what it is, one of the pros is that everything is done. If you do it this way, everything is done. As far as the getting out of your head part, because you know there's more work that goes into it, it's all done and you don't have to come back to it. You don't have to come back to, all right, we need to write more words for this, or I need to shoot more footage. Maybe as part of the editing process, you may need to reshoot something, or you may need to come up with some different words, but the bulk of this work of getting it out of your head and making it into something that is tangible or on its way to becoming tangible, this is done. You don't have to come back to this part again. And this is usually the part, as I've said before, this is the part that keeps most people from doing anything. I've never heard anybody say, hey, I want to write a book, but after I wrote all the words, I just couldn't get through the editing part, so I never really got the book out there. I never heard anybody say that. I've heard plenty of people say, I want to write a book, but I just can't come up with the time to write it. You know, I only got like 2 pages worth of written material, or I don't know if I have enough ideas or enough that I want to say that this will actually become a book. I've heard that many a times. But it's never somebody who says, well, yeah, I got everything that I need for it, but I just haven't been able to put it together into a finished thing. I'm sure there may be a few people out there who fit into that category, but most people do not. That's the reason why I came with this one first. You get everything done as far as that part, the creative part. Now you get to the point where you got to do all the rest of the work, editing and the packaging and how you're going to put it out and the selling and all that. This is best for when you're super inspired about something. You have a lot of ideas for that something, whatever it is, and you know everything that has to be done and you have the resources to actually execute on it. And resources meaning you have the time to execute, you have the knowledge, you have the talent. Time to actually do the work, the knowledge of, all right, these are all the things that need to be done in order to get this out of me right now. And you have the talent. Do you actually have the skill to do it? You might have the knowledge. Okay, this needs to happen and this, then this. Like, I might have some knowledge on how to build a 10-story building, but do I have the talent to actually do it? No, I don't. Do I have the time to actually do it? No, I don't. Do you have the resources? You got to have some concrete. You may have to have some people working. Do you have the resources in place to actually do it in this shotgun blast strategy? Because look, there may come some points where you need some help from something or someone outside of yourself. Do you have that at the ready? Is it available to you right now? Because if it's not, then the shotgun blast strategy probably wouldn't work for you. So as long as you have the resources, which again are many things, and you know everything needs to be done, and you're probably going to have some inspiration that leads you to even thinking about doing it this way, these are the pros of using that shotgun strategy. But there are some cons. What are the cons to using this shotgun blast strategy? And the topic today, again, is how to create anything, the pros and cons of each. Now, none of these, you have to do it just one way, but just listen, hear me out to what I'm saying to each one of these. One of the cons of using the shotgun blast strategy is that you may come to a point where you hit a snag and you have to step back because you may be short of a resource, such as time, such as knowledge. You just don't know what to do, such as help. You may need someone else to do something, but that someone else isn't around, or maybe you don't even know who the someone else is. So now you have a bottleneck. It's been created, a bottleneck in your process where you can't move forward until that thing is fixed. And this is basically the one reason why the shotgun blast strategy wouldn't work for you, is if there's something other than what you have available right now in terms of time, talent, resources, people, knowledge, inspiration, energy. This is one of the reasons why you wouldn't be able to utilize this strategy. But any of you who's ever gotten really inspired or really excited about something, you probably use this strategy without even realizing that you were using it, because it just, a lot of times for us, it just happens spontaneously. Like, when I knew I was going to write this book, I wasn't thinking, all right, what's my strategy to write? How many hours am I going to write a day? I didn't need to think about any of that because I already knew everything that I wanted to say. So it just poured out of me. Now, when I'm writing a different book on a different subject at a different time, it may not happen this way, but in some ways, again, when you're excited, inspired, you already know everything that's going to go into it, this strategy happens even without you thinking about it. Point number two, today's topic are the different ways, the different creation strategies that you can use and the pros and cons of each. The second strategy is called the drip strategy. The drip strategy means doing a little bit every time, just spaced out over a period of time. That could be a year, it could be a month. Maybe it could even be a day. It could be 10 years. It could be your whole life. The drip strategy is just a little bit each time. For example, I told you how I wrote the book. What about the editing of the book? The editing was the drip strategy. All right, somebody did a little bit, pass it to me. All right, take a look at these. Take a look at these edits. Hey, do these updates. Maybe we can change this. What do you think about this suggestion right here? It was a little bit, then go back and forth, a little bit more, back and forth, a little bit more, back and forth. That's what the drip strategy is. So you're doing a little bit over time. It's that spaced out work that you do. What are the pros of using the drip strategy of taking your time and doing something? The first pro that I came up with was perspective. It's the number one thing you get when you use the drip strategy. You get perspective because you get to come back to the work that you've been working on, as opposed to the shotgun strategy when you do everything right there in one shot. In the drip strategy, you do a little bit, let's say today, then 2 days from now, you come look at it. You know what? You may have a whole different way of looking at it 2 days from now than you had today when you originally made it. And you may be thinking a little bit differently. You got to sleep on your work, so to speak, a little bit. Get fresh eyes on it, even though it's still your eyes. They're fresh because you went through your day, you went to sleep, you woke up, you did some other things. Then you came back to it. So now you're always getting a fresh set of eyes, even though they're the same eyes, on it every time to see what could possibly be better, which you may not notice when you're using the shotgun strategy because you're going off energy, you're going off your inspiration, and it may not be perfect when you use a shotgun strategy, but you may not even notice it. You wouldn't even notice what's missing or what could be better when you use that strategy. When you use the drip strategy, you can come back, look at it and say, okay, how about I take a look at this? How about I change this a little bit? You know what? I don't think this is the best way to say it, even though it felt like the best way the day before. So that's how the drip strategy can work. If you're designing something, as far as something that people are going to see that's visual, maybe I can change this element right here. It doesn't look as good now as it looked yesterday. Maybe I just had bad lighting because it was 6 o'clock in the evening and the sun was going down. So it looked good yesterday, but it doesn't look too good today. It's 9 a.m. and the sun is shining directly on it. No, let me change this a little bit. You get to take your time more when you're using the drip strategy. And you can be more careful and precise, at least in the initial run of the work that you do. You can get these results using the shotgun strategy as well when you combine it with a little bit of the drip strategy. So that's why I said you're not going to just use one of these exclusively and not factor in the other ones, but you may use one more than the other. And I think some of us probably lean heavily towards one way or another. I'm only on the second one so far. Again, we're talking three creation strategies and the pros and cons of each. You get to take your time with stuff and you get to be more precise with your work while you're creating it using the drip strategy. But what are the cons of the drip strategy? The cons of the drip strategy, I'm going to just ask you a few questions. If you're going to do something like, let's say, for example, you want to write a book and you're going to write a 300-page book. You're going to write one page a day over the course of a year. You give yourself 65 days off, but 300 of those days you're going to have to work. So the question is, do you have the patience to actually do that? Do you have the patience to sit down and do that writing, that consistent amount of work every single time, 300 times or 100 times or 1,000 times, however long it takes you to get it done? Do you have the persistence to keep working on it, even though there's no real goal or finish line that you can see out in front of you? Do you have the discipline to keep coming back to it, doing that work, again, being persistent and being patient, even when the finish line, whatever you think is going to be, or if you've even considered it, it's so far away that you can't even see it. You can't even touch it. You don't even know what it's going to be. For example, like I just talked about, writing a book. A lot of people don't write a book simply because you can't write one usually in one day. I mean, a longer book. You're not going to be able to write it in one day. So do you have the discipline to keep showing up every day and writing again and writing again and adding to that and writing again? Do you have the time to even take your time? What about that one? When you're creating something, many times when we get an idea to create something, that idea is like a candle. It's like a lighter being turned on, being flicked on. It's not going to stay lit forever. When that light goes out, then the light goes out. You don't have that energy, that inspiration. You're not excited about it anymore if you don't do something about it right then on the spot. So the question is, do you have the time to, let's say maybe you start and you write the first 10 pages of your great book on Monday. Are you going to have that same energy on Tuesday? What about the next Monday? What about 3 Mondays after that? What about 6 months later on a Monday or on a Thursday or on a Friday? Are you going to have that same energy to do that work? Will you have the discipline to keep doing it even when the flame isn't burning as bright as it was burning before? This is one of the cons of using the drip strategy, is that you can't go off energy. You got to go off discipline. And a lot of people just don't have a whole lot of discipline, which is why my book, Work on Your Game, Utilizing the Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Sports, Business, and Life, is coming out February 22nd. We're going to take care of that for you. Or I'm going to help you take care of it for yourself. Do you have the discipline to keep doing it? Do you have the time to even take your time? What if you want something in the next week, but it's going to take you a month to get something done? So how do you make that work in your mind? You're just going to give up on it? You're going to condense it down into a week? Can you find a way to buy yourself more time so that you can take the month that it's going to take? How are you going to make that work? For example, I'm going to talk about the biggest challenges in putting together this book, Work on Your Game, formatting, the packaging, the shipping of the book, the editing, the all the jobs that other people had to do that I have nothing to do with, sometimes I was getting a little bit, I wouldn't even say impatient, because it's not like I could do anything to make it go any faster, but I'm like, what the hell is taking so long? I was just asking myself the question. So you, again, with the drip strategy, do you have the patience and the discipline to keep working on it, even though you want something done ASAP? It's not going to happen ASAP just because it just isn't. Point number three. Today's topic are the three different creation strategies and the pros and cons of each. This third strategy is the delegation strategy. Delegation strategy is very simple. You know what delegating is? Telling someone else what you want done. And maybe you give them some of the how to do it. Maybe they already know how to do it. But whichever way, you're giving somebody else the work and you're letting them actually do the work. Maybe you're doing some overseeing of it. Maybe you're not looking at it at all, but you're not doing the work. They're doing it. For example, as I just mentioned, the formatting of my book, Work on Your Game, the packaging of the book, the shipping of the book, the printing out of the book. I didn't do any of that. Those are not skills of mine. I wouldn't even know how to do them if you gave me all the resources to do it. I'd probably figure it out and watch some how-to videos or something. But those aren't my skills. Those aren't my areas of expertise. Somebody else did that. That was delegated to someone else, something else to get done. The pros of the delegation is that you save your own energy and you use the time, energy, and talent of others. Now, maybe you already have the talent, but you just need to save your energy. Maybe you have the talent, but you just want to save your time. Maybe you had the time and the energy, but you just don't know what the hell you're doing. So you need somebody else's talent, someone else who actually knows what they're doing. Like, I could probably figure out how to format and bind together a book, a hardcover book, and ship it out to all the bookstores in the world. I could probably figure that out if you gave me enough time, but I don't have enough time to do that. I have the energy that I could probably figure it out. I don't have the talent to do it. So this is why you delegate. And this is one of the biggest challenges of solopreneurs, freelancers, even people who are entrepreneurs who run their own businesses, is that they refuse to delegate as much as they could be delegating because they just like to do everything on their own. And I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's get into the pros and cons of the delegation strategy. The pro is use the talent of others. You're not limited to just yourself. This is a major pro of delegation. Any of you who has found yourself kind of swamped with work where it's just you working, where you're running your business and there's no one else who kind of is, you aren't handing off tasks to anybody else. When's the last time you felt free to do other higher level things in your business or in your work? If you haven't been delegating much, you probably haven't felt that way in a very long time. The only pro you need to the delegation strategy is that you're saving your time, saving your energy, you're saving your resources and utilizing other people's resources in exchange for some resource that they want, usually money, right? You're not limited to just yourself when you're delegating. You're free to do things that are probably a higher level job than what you just delegated to someone else. If you can delegate to someone else, that means it's a higher level job for you to be doing. What are the cons, though, of the delegation strategy? These cons are all the reasons why, if any of you is or knows anyone who runs their own business, and even if they have 20 employees or they have zero employees, these are the reasons that those people who get swamped in their own work, these are the reasons that they give for not delegating work more. Everything that I'm going to say here, these are the cons that you would hear from people. And if I start to describe you, I start to say things that you've been saying to yourself or saying to other people, this is the exact reason why you need to start looking deeper into the delegation strategy and maybe, just a hint, start using it. One of the cons is that you got to watch over people and see what they're doing and make sure that they're doing the job right, because this is the job that you delegated that you used to do yourself and you don't think anybody else could do it better. I can stop right there, and I basically handled 98% of people who fail to delegate as efficiently as they should be delegating. Is that they don't want to hand off a job that used to be theirs, that they used to do on their own, that they know they could do on their own, if they just put enough time and energy into it, and they believe they had the talent to do it. They don't want to hand it off because they think nobody else could do it as well as them, or nobody else is going to do it right, or it just may take too long for the other person to do it. It's going to take twice as long for them to do it as it would have took you to do it. You just don't feel like handing it off. It would be much easier if you just did it yourself. You don't have to deal with anybody. You don't have to talk to anybody. That's why you don't delegate anything. Another reason why people don't delegate, sometimes, as I just said, it takes more time to do the delegation than it does to just do it on your own. Like, I could tell somebody, all right, here's how you make the burgers when somebody comes and orders a burger at our cafe. I'm the owner of the business. Here's how you make the burger. Here's how you cook it. Here's what goes on it. Here's how you put the toppings on. Here's how you wrap it up. Here's how you put it on the plate next to the fries. This is the way that we need to present it. This is how you let the waitress know to bring it out to the person at the cafe. I know how to do all these things, and I've been doing it myself the whole time. Now that I've hired somebody and I could delegate it to them, it might take me maybe 2 or 3 days of work for me to teach them, hey, this is how you do it. Oh, wait, you messed that up. We got to fix this. The burger wasn't cooked all the way. You didn't put the toppings on right. The time that it takes me to teach you how to do it the way that I want it done or the way that I've been doing it is significantly more than if I would just say, get out the way and just do it on my own. But see, this is how you end up in a trap of your own making. You end up in a hole that you dug for yourself. And every time you do this and don't delegate, all you're doing is digging that hole deeper. Is that we just don't want to take the time. We don't want to invest the time in delegating to someone else, which would in the long run give us a whole lot more time on the back end. But a lot of times we get short-sighted. We aren't looking at the back end. We're not looking at the long run of things. We're looking at the short run. How can I save 5 minutes right now instead of how can I save myself 5 weeks a year from now? This is why people don't delegate. Another reason why people don't like to delegate, and these are the main traps, again, of solopreneurs and entrepreneurs who fail to delegate. They end up working themselves to death doing these things, is that they just don't trust. They don't trust anyone else to do the job as well, or to take as much care in the job, or to figure out the job, or to take the time to do it right. They just don't trust anybody else to do it. Therefore, they don't do it. They don't want to let go of anything. So you end up holding on to everything. Then when something better comes along, you can't grab it because you're holding on to everything you already got. These are the cons of the delegation strategy and the reason why a whole lot of people don't delegate in their work things that they should be delegating. Some things you should do for yourself, but it's not everything because nobody's talented at everything. Point number 4, today's topic are 3 creation strategies and the pros and cons of each. What's the best way? What is the best creation strategy for certain things that you want to create, whether it be for a video, for audio, for a book, for making some food, for building a building? You got to know when you're in the best place for each. Learn to delegate your weaknesses and to keep the people you delegated who are actually good and learn how to keep them around. So let me say that again. Know when you're in the best place for each. When are you so energized and inspired? You know exactly what you want to create that is best to use that shotgun strategy. When are you working on something that's going to take some time? It's going to require some patience, going to require some discipline. It's not something you can just do overnight. You can't just do it all in one shot, quote unquote, where you're going to need that drip strategy. Where do you not really know what you're doing, or are not really that talented or not that good, or you just don't have the time or the energy to focus on a certain thing? And you need to use some of the delegation strategy. When does it make sense to combine? Actually, in everything we do, we're going to have some combination of all of these things. You need to be wise enough, mature enough, and disciplined enough to look at everything you're doing and ask yourself, which strategy works best for me to create right now? And it's not going to be the same thing every time. As the saying goes, some people look at life as a hammer and they see everything as a nail. I know I just fumbled that phraseology, but you understand what I'm saying. If you see everything as something that you have to do on your own, then what are you going to do? You're going to do everything on your own. If you see everything as something to delegate, you're going to delegate everything. If you see everything as I can take my time, then you're going to take your time with everything. But there are times when you need to be quick, when you need to be urgent. If you see everything as I'm going to pass this off to someone else, there are things that other people shouldn't be doing. You need to be focusing on and giving your attention to. So you need to learn when to weave all of these different strategies together. That's why I explained these the way that I did, with the pros and the cons, to give you an appreciation of how these could help you in certain ways and how there are drawbacks to them depending on how, when, and where you use them and who you are as a person. And the last point that I made here, and point number 4, is when you delegate to someone or something that gets the job done really well and saves you a lot of your resources, you'd be smart to keep that delegatee. I don't even know if that's a word, but I just created it. Delegatee. Keep that person or that thing or that place or those people, keep them around, because then you can use them more in the future and then free yourself up, free your own resources up, such as your attention and your focus, to do higher level things, to take yourself to a higher level. Because if you're not focusing on higher level stuff, how are you going to get to a higher level? Doesn't even make sense, does it? But if a lot of people were to look around at how they're spending their time and energy, they would see that they're not doing anything higher level, but then wondering why they're not getting to a higher level. So there's the answer right there. Let's recap today's topic, which is 3 creation strategies and the pros and cons of each. So I thought of this, again, thinking about how I created and how they, not even how I created, but how the entirety of the book, Work on Your Game, Using a Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate Sports, Business, and Life, how it came together. Because some of it was by me, but some of it was by other entities and other machines and products and other stuff that had nothing to do with me, which is why I'm saying you must learn to weave all of these strategies together. You can't do everything on your own, and you can't pass off everything to somebody else. There's some things you need to jump in on, some things you need to step all the way out on. Point number one, the shotgun blast strategy. That's when you do it all yourself. The pros, you get everything done at once. And the cons is you may hit a snag, have to step back, and you may be short of a resource. And now you have a bottleneck where you can't move forward until it's fixed. Number two, the drip strategy. Doing a little bit every time, and you space it out over time. One of the pros of this, you get perspective. You can sleep on your work, get fresh eyes on it. What you can't get with the shotgun strategies, you can take your time. You can be more careful and precise with your work. One of the cons, though, is that you may not have the patience or the persistence or the discipline to do this, because this is spaced out work. You may not be as excited about it on day 50 that you were on day two. Do you have the discipline to bring the same level of energy to it? Point number three, the delegation strategy. This is where you utilize somebody else's time, somebody else's energy, attention, and focus. Tell them what to do and let them do all the work. The pros of this is that you save your own resources and let somebody else use theirs. And sometimes the resources that you have, but you just don't want to use, or is a resource that you don't have at all, and you need somebody else to do it, to take your spot. And you're free to do other higher level things. But one of the cons of the delegation strategy is that now you got to watch somebody and make sure they do it right. You may have to invest a certain amount of time, more time than if you did it yourself, to teach somebody else how to do it. You have to trust. You're going to have to let go of having control of everything. Those of you who are control freaks, who don't even know you're control freaks, you got to learn to trust and let someone or something else do the work instead of you doing it all yourself, so you can focus on higher level work. Number four, what is the best strategy to use out of all these that I explained? The best strategy is to look at the situation, look at who you are, look at your available resources, look at your unavailable resources, and figure out what is the best one to use right now in this particular situation, being who I am, being the constraints that I have or constraints that you don't have. Know when you're in the best place for each. Learn to delegate what you cannot do on your own. And anything that you delegate that's done well, make sure you keep that entity, whatever helped you delegate well, keep that around so you can use it more in the future. Work on your game. The book, February 22nd, 2019. Get your pre-orders right now and the bonuses at workonyourgame.net. Dre, all day. Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to dreallday.com/survey and take the Work On Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. As you know, my book, Work On Your Game, is coming out February 22nd. Would you like to see a video of me reading to you the introductory chapter of that book? How about learning how I would build my brand starting today? How about me explaining to you how I landed a major book publishing contract? What about the writing process for putting this book together with the publisher? How about how the Work On Your Game podcast comes to be? Do you want to know exactly how we put this whole thing together? All of those that I just mentioned are bonuses that you get just for pre-ordering my book, Work On Your Game, which is coming out again February 22nd. Go to workonyourgame.net to see all the pre-order bonuses, pre-order that book, and get those bonuses for yourself. Again, that website, workonyourgame.net. I told you I was going to give you tons of value, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.